Light beings, making belief that they are normal people. Hello everyone, thank you for being here with me again. I hope you are all happy and well today. I'm sending a big hug your way. This is Marie. Material reality is just an illusion, a persuasive and compelling illusion, but that is what it is, and nothing more. There is no matter as such, as everything that exists is the product of your mind and the interpretation and value you give to what you observe, including the very idea that you are observing something, in the first place. Without the idea you hold in your mind, about what you are observing, it would first be a lump of matter, void of any significance, although in this case you are at least still acknowledging that something even exists. But if you eliminate the needed perception ideas and values, to even see that shapeless and meaningless object, then it simply would not exist at all. The material world, or the world of the living, is immersed in the astral realms. It is simply more of them, because as observed from a more awareness expanded perspective, there is no difference at all between any realms, and in this case, the only thing that defines the material world is the perception and understanding range filter, which is the biological body of the individual with awareness. There are no separate realms, no timelines, and no densities, as they are all defined by the individual's awareness and the capacity to perceive and give a meaning, or an interpretation to something in the etheric field that unites all realms into one timeless and fathomless oneness we call Source. So, what defines a realm is the understanding and perception range, and the meaning one or another individual gives to the etheric field it is immersed in. The more data an individual can process and incorporate into its awareness, the more expanded its understanding will be, and so will its range of perception. But I do not mean simply holding more data, as in being one gigantic biological hard disk full of sterile information. What I mean is that the individual must give a meaning to everything, to every bit of all that information it holds, and then use it to enrich its life experience. The information accumulated must be processed, associated, and then given a meaning, not just held in memory. There are no individuals, as in plural, as we all are Source itself. It is often said that we are like holographic fragments of the greater Source, and that would be a limited effort to explain something too big to even describe with words, so I prefer to openly claim that we are Source itself, the Great Oneness, and other beings, creatures, and people with consciousness only exist as the result of more pet ideas we are Source have manifested for ourselves, as all those others are simply us again. Ultimately, there is one existential realm for every being, person or creature with a consciousness and with self-awareness, because no two beings can ever hold the exact same understanding, and therefore will always have different points of view, whereas a shared realm would only exist, or be, as the consequence of perception agreements between multiple beings, in the same vibrational frequency range. Knowing that multiple beings are yet another perception, another illusion in Source's greater mind. From the religious point of view, in the mind of Source, as God, our level of awareness and understanding defines how big our personal realm is, its range, and everything that defines it as well, such as the laws and the rules in it. The rules, regulations, and so-called universal laws do not apply outside the range of agreements and of ideas that define a personal perception realm. Therefore, there cannot ever be any universal laws, such as the ones of physics, because from well above, in the mind of the greater Source, if something can be imagined, then it is so. And this applies to whatever level any creature with a consciousness is living in, and manifesting for itself, because as I've always said, the only thing that limits you is the idea that you are limited, or that there are limits you must conform to, which is again, the idea that you are limited in any way. Beings with a higher level of understanding can mingle with beings with a lower level of understanding, but can only be seen with the lens of perception, and with the level of awareness of the observer. A higher level individual, such as a light being, can appear right in front of any person in a lower perception level, but such a person will only perceive whatever is in its understanding. So a light being can be a rock, a tree, a cat, or a child, as perceived from that limited set of awareness, being that such a creature may be so much more, and perfectly aware of what it is. Lower realms, including the so-called 3D matrix on Earth, are well understood by beings from higher realms, and with a much more expanded perception awareness range, and this means that those lower realms are part of their perception range, but far from being the only ones they perceive. This is as 5 contains the number smaller than itself, but does not include anyone above its value. Light beings with much higher perception and awareness ranges, therefore with a much larger personal existential realm, can, and do manifest themselves at will, in lower realms such as the 3D Earth Matrix, because they belong to other more expanded realms, where they have mastered manifestation, and astral projection, and all its variants, among countless other things. Around us all, many light beings look like regular people, with names and all, but they are higher density creatures that are manifesting themselves as someone physical on purpose, and with a defined intention, so other people in lower stages of awareness evolution can perceive them, to be able to interact at their level, or else those lower consciousness beings could not be able to perceive them at all. Those are also spirit guides, super advanced star seeds, or whatever you want to call them. Those light beings who have manifested themselves into a normal-looking body for a self-imposed life mission do not need to conform or follow any rules, any universal laws, or anything similar, because they exist in a space above all those laws, and they have reached the awareness point where they can collapse them at will, simply because that is how their realm works, and the material world with all its laws of physics are only a very small part of their understanding. They only choose to follow rules whenever they decide it is a good idea to observe them, and whenever it suits their purpose, and one of those purposes is precisely to make other people aware of their existence. This is why some people who look normal, and who look just like anyone else, as biologically material as any other person, can suddenly manifest for themselves strange capacities that are akin to true superpowers. They are not freaks, they do not need you to educate them, they do not need to follow rules, because they know them all, they only choose to observe them, because they know you need them to, for you not to freak out, yet they let you see glimpses of what they are capable of doing. All for your awareness expansion, not for theirs, although they too, see you as part of themselves, so by aiding your expansion, they are also expanding their own. This is another case where following service to self ends up being service to others, although this only works when coming from well above, from a place of a higher consciousness and awareness expansion, meaning, when it is coming from higher existential densities. Those light beings manifesting themselves as normal people can also appear as anyone they want, they can work through others, and they can be multiple people at once, and at will. They do not follow stiff laws, they do not hold a gender, or only whenever they want. They use biological bodies, simply as suits, incorporating as an experience whatever defines the biological body suit they may be using at each time. They do not even need to always be people, as they can also be animals and any other creature at will. The astral is all around the perceived material world, because, as I said, it is also part of the astral. As there are ugly and evil demons and egregores, manifested by the fears and the ideas held by creatures and people of the realm in question, There are two light beings who guide and serve as inspiration for all those souls having their experience in a perceived material realm. What you see only depends on what you want to see, on your priorities and needs. It depends on your vibration. Those light beings that are manifesting themselves as normal people, with a name and a body, can appear in one place out of thin air, interact with whoever they decide to, and then disappear again. They can teleport themselves through vast distances at will, because in their realms there are no distances, as time and space are only more illusions of the mind. And so are people, or other people, illusions of the mind as well, so those light beings can appear as anyone they want, or through anyone they want. They only appear congruently or constantly in one of another biological body which is perceived as a person, for you to be able to relate to them as someone, as a name, as a person, such as yourself. But they do not manifest themselves as only one, because they do change skin at will to be able to approach the same intentions, plan or problem, working them from different angles at once. They can be, and are, many people at once. They will never obey any realm rules, laws or regulations because they come from above all those, and they have transcended the need to follow those rules. They only follow rules and limitations, whenever they are needed, whenever they see it is necessary to play the game, if you know what I mean. Although they do not have to, although they are not obligated to, they choose to follow certain realm rules to be perceived, to be noticed, and to be able to manifest themselves as someone inside the lower realm, but they do so, for others. They may also appear to do, or cause things that may be seen or interpreted as unethical or wrong, because from where they come from, all ethical values change, and the final result of what they intend to do, vastly outweighs the apparent smaller wrongdoings they may have done. They do not come from a place where they can cause real harm, that is out of the question, because they come from a realm where there is a lot more integration, and full awareness that we are all one, so they cannot cause any harm, because they would only be harming themselves, and self-destruction is not in their capacity either. But they can cause things that appear to be wrong or unethical, only to cause a desired awareness and consciousness expansion effect in whatever is around them, but always within a limit, where it is all controlled by them, to cause the other individuals to manifest for themselves a positive outcome, all for their expansion of consciousness. Although not only, because there are more of them, yes, I am talking about little 11-year-old girls who can teleport, and which cause a lot of distress in the people who are near, and can only see the biological little creature, and not the light being within, desperately trying to make a point, for you to see, for you to expand your own mind. Such creatures like those teleporting little girls, cause worry and concern in some people, and deep disbelief and skepticism in others. But like it or not, and even if you have the capacity to understand this or not, they are there nonetheless. It would only be your personal level of awareness, and your capacity to interpret and decipher reality which is stopping you from seeing those light beings who are all around you. The most important message those light beings are trying to give you, is that there is no hard reality, no matter as such, no rules but those you have accepted, therefore are self-limiting. Their message is that there is no spoon. They do not come from a place where material world rules are followed. Remember that there are no existential realms. It does not matter where you are. What matters is who you are, and what you do to reflect that. Know all this, if you are at the level. Thank you for watching my video. This subject was a necessary one from my point of view, and yes, it is heavily loaded. Thank you for watching and subscribing. I appreciate it a lot, and it helps me out a lot. I hope to see you here next time. Take care. With much love, your friend. Marie Soirou.